Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I dedicate this news story to my co-host, Danny Rouye from BBC.com. A California man was arrested after a package addressed to him was found with three live king cobras hidden inside potato chip cans, U.S. officials said.
Take that person away forever.
Rodrigo Franco, 34 years old, was arrested in L.A. and charged with illegally importing merchandise. Customs officials discovered the snakes about 2 feet long while inspecting a package that was mailed to Mr. Franco from Hong Kong in March.
I would invent a new prison. I would get a special drilling equipment, the ones that your boys use in Armageddon. I would drill thousands of feet below the earth so that no sunlight or just enough air for him to survive indefinitely could live. Then I would make a special metal crate that was not big enough for him to stand up in, not wide enough for him to lie down in, and I'd place him in that crate, okay, so there's no escape ever with enough air holes. And then I would drop him like an elevator all the way down, thousands of feet below the earth, and I'd have a slow drip of a fluid that's nutrient-rich, like a hamster has to eat, to keep him sustained, to let him live out his days in that box. He will live in that box in perpetuity forever. What are you doing? Stop this.
The shipment also contained three albino Chinese soft-shelled turtles. Federal agents seized the snakes for safely. By the way, they were in chip containers. They were in like little canisters for Pringles, basically.
They were. Just keep in mind, next time you open a Pringles, it could have been addressed to that jackass. Take him away from everyone else. You don't get it anymore. You lost your privileges.
All right,
Go away.
You get to watch this fight. Now, you can't say you're not going to watch the fight.
Right, which I'm not. I'm not going to watch the fight.
Okay, but you can't say that. You have to play the game. We're playing a game.
All right.
You have to watch this fight at your house.
Okay.
You have to watch it at a bar, or you have to watch it at a movie theater with a pal. Which are you doing?
House one, movie theater two, 7,000 feet of crap, including this imprisoned cobra guy, then a bar.
I'm going to say movie theater one, house two, Grand Canyon-sized gap, bar three. Let's go to Billy and Laurel. How would you most want to watch the fight? Does the movie theater intrigue you?
Well, first of all, I don't really want to watch it at all, nor am I going to, and I would probably just watch it at home if I was. But your logic before, you know, I think there's a point that you missed, because you're saying you were going to pay the $100, you're going to invite a bunch of people over, you weren't going to charge them. Now, maybe they're bringing a case of beer, a six-pack, whatever it is. But some of them may not want to watch this either, and they're just coming over so they can see it free or they can spend some time with their friends. They're not going to want to go with you necessarily to go pay the $50 to go to the movies.
Well, sure, yeah. If they're just if they don't care about the night, the fight, and they're just hanging out, then they may not want to go to the movies. They don't have to. I mean, I go to the movies all the time. People decide they don't want to go. That's their prerogative. I think that most of the people that would be going and spending $40 would want to see the fight.
You would think so. You're spending money to do it.
So, yes,
I'm saying,
for me, who's spending $100, and the majority of people listening who are going to get the fight at home are going to spend $100 to watch it. We're saving $60. But, yeah, if someone invited me to their house and I'm not going to pay them anything, and I'm just going to show up and watch the fight, then going to the theater does cost me $40 more. That's true. Daniel, D.C., how are you?
I'm doing well. I could not agree with Danny Rouye more on this. The only place to watch sporting events that you care about is absolutely at your home.
I agree with that.
Maybe at a friend's place. But I think it's the people factor. You know, going to a bar or a movie theater where there are people you don't know, somebody's going to ruin it for me. Somebody's going to talk to me or, you know, ask me some stupid question or bump my shoulder or spill something on me. I just want to be able to go to my fridge, get a beer, use my own restroom, and not have to talk to anybody while I watch the sporting event, regardless of what it is.
That's all true. Everything you said, for something that I care a lot about, and that like I need to intrinsically, moment by moment, watch and break down in detail thoroughly and visualize. This is not that. This is fun crowd noise, sideshow, wacky. I get to talk about it the next day.
Yeah, for things that are a circus sideshow inherently.
Yeah. This is perfect.
Yeah, why not have viewing in that same type of capacity?
I can't watch a Redskins game anywhere but at my house, typically by myself. Maybe with a few friends. That's the best I could do. I'll never watch it with more than 3-4 people tops. Can't do that. Won't do that. It's just not a thing.
Can't do it.
Capitals, I can watch playoffs, Caps games at bars. I've enjoyed doing that in the past with buddies. But I need to be pretty glued in, and I got to have volume. I got to have Doc Emrick over the speakers. Wizards, I watched their game 7 against the Celtics at Yard House while I had Maui Pineapple Chicken, and I enjoyed that.
You ought to try the pineapple chicken there.
And even Nats playoff games, we've done the watch parties at Gordon Beer. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For me, it's only really the Redskins that I can't watch in a bar.
If I have my own druthers, it's none of those four teams that I care about. Would I ever be around
you
anybody
had fun
else?
At the watch party, although you were moderately not friendly to people. Like, you would just stick in your own corner for long periods of time.
That doesn't sound like Danny, not having fun.
Remember the watch party? Like, Danny would just be at that one table with the cheese or whoever was there, and, like, every hour or so you'd come around and talk to people, but then you'd go back to your corner and pretend they were going to lose when they're up by 5 runs. Remember that?
Not that way. I remember caring about the sporting event and being intense as a direct result of it. I don't remember how you guys do, though.
No, apparently. I was with Danny. It wasn't that bad. He was getting flamed for 4 innings.
By who?
Somebody.
Do I know who it was?
Yeah.
I remember someone was flaming you, but now I don't remember who it is. Do you remember who it is?
Not specifically. No, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't remember who was talking to me. I actually don't. I just remember really caring about the Nats playoff game.
Yeah.
If they're in the playoffs again, I'll care about it.
Jack in D.C., theater, bar, or your house?
Well, I think all you guys are sleeping big time on the fact that you have wives and girlfriends. So watching this fight that I also care not at all about would be way better at a bar because I would have something to distract myself with.
I see what you're doing.
You sleep on that point a little bit.
It's a good point. It's basically a night out with the fellas that you're getting. You're getting special permission, which is what dudes with significant others need.
I hope I never get to a point where I need permission to go to a movie theater. That's what I hope.
Once you have your hour-long Catholic ceremony, that's exactly what you'll need.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll start needing permission to go to a movie theater.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the case.
You 100% will.
Caller number 10, if you can answer Danny's Nationals trivia question, you're going to be able to win a pair of tickets to see the Nats take on the Rockies on July 28th at Nats Park in the special K Street section. Check on your Nationals with a limited edition K Street section T-shirt and K card. Tickets are on sale now. Nats box office. You can win your way in with the Fan. Get the details at thefandc.com. Danny, what is the question?
800-636-1067. Which National appeared on our show yesterday? Called the old Grant and Danny program, and we bantered for about 12 good minutes. Who appeared on the show yesterday? That's your question.
Big thanks to the Nats, by the way, for dropping off the Nationals fedoras.
Oh, yes.
That we've been wearing around the office. I just tweeted a picture of Jim Mullins in his fedora. He looks like a wrestling trainer from 13 years ago.
Benny?
Make sure you head to Nats Park to pick up your tickets to the Nats Fedora Night tonight at Nats Park. Tickets are still on sale through the Nats box office. Speaking of the Nationals, you want to listen to the quick pitch? You can do that. FanDC.com, iTunes as well. If you missed Fantasy Football Talk with John Hansen or our buddy Andy Benoit on why he ranked Kirk Cousins 19th best among quarterbacks, go to grantanddanny.com/audio.
For GP, for Bennett, for Tom, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next. Have a terrific...
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.